Chapter 12. Duty. We were carrying the king to the bushes when we heard a horse's footsteps. We laid the king on the grass and fell on our knees. The king was talking deliriously.
"Who's there?"
cried a voice. It was Rupert de Hensel. Sapt put his hand on his revolver.
"Shoot him,"
whispered Antoinette de Mauban.
"No,"
I said. "The noise will bring all the guards." Soon, Rupert de Hensel was standing over us.
"Well, well,"
he exclaimed, pointing his revolver at the king's head.
"It's the impostor with his two conspirators. So the lovely Madame de Mauban has been helping you all this time."
I took Fritz's sword.
"Come, de Hensel," I said. "Put down your revolver and fight like a man."
He threw his revolver on the grass and pulled out his sword. He swung at me and cut my left arm. Then we fought sword to sword. De Hensel was a better fighter than me, and if Antoinette hadn't intervened, I would be dead. She took de Hensel's revolver and shot him in the heart. The villain was still smiling insolently as he fell. Our men heard the shot and ran out from the bushes.
"The Duke's guards will be here soon," said Sapt. "Quick, help us with the king."
My arm was bleeding, and I was very weak. I walked slowly, resting on Fritz's shoulder. Antoinette and the doctor ran ahead with one of our men to bring our horses. But it was too late to escape. Prince Michael and his guards had heard the shot and were already riding towards us. Fritz held his revolver and stood in front of me. I had my sword ready, but I couldn't stand on my feet. I fell to the ground, and everything went black. I awoke in the Duke's castle. Fritz was sitting next to me.
"Prince Michael and his men," I cried weakly. "Where are they?"
Fritz wiped my head with his handkerchief.
"My dear friend," he said, "the Duke is dead, and his men ran away in fear."
"Are Antoinette and the doctor safe?"
I asked.
"They are," replied Fritz. "Madame de Mauban has left for Strelsau."
"And the king?" I asked.
Fritz smiled.
"Thanks to the bravest man I've ever met," he said. "The king is alive at my country house and will soon be well."
I sat up in panic.
"But Princess Flavia is there," I said.
Fritz put his hand on my arm. I knew what he was thinking. Princess Flavia was with the king now, and I must never see her again. I wondered if Flavia sensed the king was different to the man she fell in love with at the coronation. Now, I would never know. Later that day, I was looking out of the window when I saw a carriage. Sapt was inside, but he didn't get out. He looked very unhappy. Someone opened the carriage door on the other side and walked towards our rooms. It was Flavia. When she entered, I turned my eyes to the wall, embarrassed. I couldn't look at her.
"You're hurt,"
she exclaimed. She put her arms around my neck and kissed me.
"Don't kiss him, madame," Fritz said. "He isn't the king."
"He is a king to me," she said. "I know everything, Rudolf. I made Sapt tell me."
She put her hands on my face.
"Look at me, Rudolf," she cried.
Then I looked into her eyes and spoke. "Forgive me, madame," I said. "I didn't want to hurt you."
"I know. They forced you to do it,"
she said gently, and she fell into my arms. I held her and kissed her lips for the first time. A cry of pity came from Fritz, and he put his hand on my arm. Sapt had entered and was standing next to us in silence.
"Come away," Fritz said to me. "The princess must go to the king now. That is her destiny."
I gently pulled Flavia's arms from my neck, and I turned away from her. Why didn't I throw myself on de Hensel's sword?
I asked myself sadly. There are more important matters than love. So the princess did her duty for her country and married my cousin, King Rudolf V of Ruritania. And what did I do? I returned to England and started to work for my brother's friend, Sir Jacob Borrowdale, a very menial job after being a king. Sometimes I get the opportunity to travel and meet many beautiful ladies. But I have never loved another woman as I loved Flavia, and I will never forget her. And Queen Flavia? I have seen many pictures of the king and queen together since their wedding. They are always smiling and looking happy. But I look at her hand, and I see she still wears my ring to this day.